Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. With a modern-day cat making plenty of sweet jazz noise, we begin this new episode of Neon Jazz together with pianist, keyboardist, producer, and composer Mark Carey with the 2006 song Fallacy off his LP called Listen. Mark's roots come from Washington, D.C. and that go-go music scene that was going down at the time, but he is much deeper than that. His interests run from Indian classical to hip-hop. At 14, he joined the Higher Integrity Band, a group that practiced the native D.C. art from a go-go, a dance music blending in with funk, hip-hop, and Afro-Caribbean drumming, and traditional call and repose elements. He got all that, and it was with the help of a city-run public arts program called Let 'Em Play that he learned jazz piano from some of D.C.'s most esteemed musicians and performed professionally during the summers. He started his jazz career working with the best, Betty Carter, and then went on to work with Roy Hargrove, Dizzy Gillespie, Shirley Horn, Stephon Harris, and the great Abby Lincoln. That's a great lineup there.
What a resume so far.
Oh my God. Yeah. Out of the gates. So this is a quote that sums up Mark and sums things up for him. He said this: "I used to ride motorcycles. There's a point where you are at the mercy of the bike. You jump over something, you're in the air, you don't know what's going to happen, but you enjoy the whole thing without anticipating it. You just react to it."
My father flew an airplane like that.
Is that right?
Yeah, because it was all up to him.
Yeah.
Whether he got from point A to point B. And whatever maneuvers he would try while he was up there with himself, and generally not. There was a guy that rode next to him, his instructor, thankfully.
Yeah.
Who became great friends. But he had the same, artistic bent about it. He even wrote about it once.
Just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens.
I am the pilot of this ship.
That's right.
And I can prove it.
That's right. just don't touch the red button, Ringo.
Never press the red one.
That's right. Yeah. So that quote would just wrap up the way that you would hear Mark Carey, and he's a great jazz cat. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs some good jazz. 7 nights a week from the streets of 18 and Vine all the way around this wide metro area of ours here in Kansas City, Missouri. Gear it up for another full hour of jazz music together. From a great CD compilation called Black Fire, New Spirits, Radical and Revolutionary Jazz in the USA, circa 1958 to 82, here's David Lee Jr. with the tune Second Line March.
This is Chicago trumpeter Marquise Hill giving a big shout out to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
off the CD compilation called Black Fire, New Spirits, Radical and Revolutionary Jazz in the USA, circa 57 to 82. That was the free funk, avant-garde jazz drummer. He was also a composer, poet, producer, and a professor. Doug Hammond with the song Spaces and Things. Over the years, he has worked with musicians like Sonny Rollins, Charlie Mingus, Donald Byrd, Ornette Coleman, Nina Simone, Betty Carter, and many others. These days, he is a professor at the Anton Bruckner Private University for Music, Drama, and Dance in Austria. Here's the very versatile trumpeter, drummer, and composer Don Ellis next on the show with the tune Now's the Time.
Thank you. Hi, this is Karen Allison, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Dance I was before. What a break. For heaven's sake, how long has this been going on?
That was the great jazz vocalist and Grammy-nominated Karen Allison with the 2006 tune How Long Has This Been Going On off her album called In Blue. Born in Great Bend, Kansas, she grew up in Omaha and got her jazz career off the ground during her years in Kansas City after she moved here in 1990. She released her debut album in 1992 and went on to move to New York in 98 to continue that strong jazz career that she's had ever since. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about why she chose jazz ultimately and what she loves so much about it.
I think when I first got turned on to people like Thelonious Monk, Bill Evans, Nancy Wilson, Ella Fitzgerald, Carmen McRae, I mean, the list goes on and on. And I loved the way the time and the feel was so wonderful, and they were telling stories, and, you know, five different people do the same tune, and it was a very different reading. Love the improvisational aspect of it. It was very organic, and it was different all the time.
It was great to finally have Karen on the program. Our next jazz voice on this hour of Neon Jazz Together is Molly Johnson from the 2006 album Messin' Around. Here she is with the tune If You Know Love.
If you know love like I know love, the sun don't rise the same. When a heart sings like a moonbeam, it shines on everything. If I told you I was so sure, I woke up and love whispered your name. Baby, by leaving, I could not lie. If I try, if you know love like I know love, the birds don't sound the same. With your sweet smile going on for miles, it warms up everything. If you told me you were so sure, you found out that love had come to town, you don't second guess it if you know love. Cotton candy and summer nights, string of pearls and city lights, I would throw them all away for love. Well, yes, I would. Your name, Well, baby, believe it, if you know love, well, no way you're second guessing, if you know love.
Hi, my name is Caroline Davis, and I fully support Neon Jazz, and everyone here in Chicago feels the same.
Everything I did, everything I didn't do, everything I said, and everything I never told you. Every time I told you no, no. Every time I said yes, yes. Every time I held my head up high, and every single time I was a mess, made me who I am and brought me to the space. Everything still's there written all over my face. Everything, 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 everything. Everything I wanted, in everything that I resisted, everything I never asked you for, and every time that I insisted, every time we kissed, and every time we weren't kissing, every time I called you on the phone just to say it's you I'm missing, made me who I am and brought me to this place. Everything still is there written all over my face. Everything, 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 everything.
That was the great Swedish singer and songwriter Lisa Ekdahl with the 2014 tune Everything off her latest album Look to Your Own Heart. To this point in her career, she's published 10 albums, most of them in the Swedish language, while some others, for us to understand, are in English. Her voice has been described as childlike, soft, supple, and smooth, and I would say so. Our next cat on this hour of Neon Jazz is New York City's crossover musician, alto tenor, baritone, sax, and flute man, Ian Hendrickson Smith. These days, he is a part of the house band with roots on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and in a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about why he digs jazz musicians so much. It's one of those moments I won't forget.
I love jazz musicians more than most other types of musicians for a bunch of reasons. I mean, A, you have to be a smart person to play that music.
Yeah.
Because it goes by so quickly, and it takes so much work to get to the point where you can even, you know, swing your way out of a tree. It's like, you know, so I love being around jazz musicians, and most of them have struggled and have been, you know, pissed on and been homeless. So a lot of them are dark, you know? So there's like a dark, like incredibly smart, trod upon type of humor that goes with that music.
Here he is with that jazz he loves on the 2012 song Wee Small Hours of the Morning off the Soul of My Alto LP.
Hiya, everybody. This is Cato, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with your host, Joe Domino.
That was Japanese-American jazz pianist Keikagi with the tune Mirror Puzzle. He is best known for his work with Miles Davis's band in the late 80s and early 90s. Born in Japan, he lived in Cleveland for part of his childhood until he moved back to Japan at the age of 12. He later returned to the United States at the age of 22 and became a big part of the California jazz scene. These days, he is the Chancellor Professor of Music at the University of California in Irvine. Let's switch up the current a bit here on the show. Here's the great Kadash, the Nile Troupe, with the 1998 tune, Magical Cube.
My name is Justin Coffa. I'm a jazz pianist, and I'm having a great time talking with Joe Domino from Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was cornet and trumpet player Nat Adderley with the 1960 song called The Work Song. And in the shadows of Cannonball, Nat was an innovator in soul jazz and was quite prolific on his own right. He recorded nearly 100 albums over his lifetime. So we've gotten to that point. We're at our final cut on this hour of Neon Jazz together, and doing the honors is tenor sax man Joe Henderson with the tune Blues and F off his 1991 album called The Standard Joe. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning in to another hour of our show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man that loves him some good jazz, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Bada bing.
Bye boom. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So let us know. Drop us a line. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most, baby. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. right. Is it April Fool's Day today?
Yeah, it's also the anniversary of me and my wife.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. We married on April Fool's Day.
That's wonderful.
I haven't had the heart all these years to say I was only kidding.
Neon Jazz.